Good afternoon. I hope everybody got the presentation that was published on our website, so most probably it would be much easier to walk you through the presentation of our 2008 financial results. So starting from page number 2, the 2008 financial performance of the group was negatively affected by the downturn on the advertising market, declining circulation figures, one-off events and provision taken in fourth quarter. Revenues of the group grew by 0.4% to 1.3 billion, of which 71.7% came from the advertising. Total operating expenses grew by 4.7% to 1.2 billion zlotys, of which 14.5 million was attributed to various one-off events, including 8.6 million provision for the efficiency program, which we announced in December 2008, that includes, for example, the group layoffs of up to 300 people by the end of July 2009. In addition, in fourth quarter, the company decided to run an impairment test on the investment in Trader, based on which we recognized an impairment loss of 27.2 million. What we have done, we just adjusted our market projections. We didn't adjust remaining assumptions. To sum up, including the additional 5.9 million of other provisions, the company net earnings in 2008 were depressed by 41.7 million zlotys. Last year, the company, as almost every year, generated healthy amount of operating cash flow and was net cash positive, 124 million. It paid out 27 million dividend and ran 71 million buyback program. The remaining portion of the program, the 19 million zlotys, is being executed as we speak, and it was announced after the shareholders meeting. Next page, page number 3, as mentioned, Agora revenues were affected by shrinking advertising market, particularly in fourth quarter 2008, as well as weaker circulation trends and diminishing scale of the book business. Still, the group advertising revenues for the whole year grew by over 8%, and that's a good news. Of 1.3 billion zlotys total sale of the group, 51% came from Gazeta, 14% from outdoor advertising, while internet already accounted for the 6% share. And that's a good news as well, that internet revenues are becoming important for our company. Operating expenses grew by 4.7% and 3.4% without one-offs events and provisions. As expected, staff cost was one of the major growth contributors for necessary salary increase in April 2008. Development of our online offer, growing portfolio of AMS, our billboard activities, and consolidation of Trader. The second largest component was marketing and promotion, which grew by 7 million in 2008, but shown a decline already in the third and fourth quarter of 2008. The increase in D&A and other expenses reflected the AMS investment program. Materials expenses decreased by over 18%, which stems from fewer collections, favorable exchange rate, lower production volume. As mentioned earlier in December, we introduced cost efficiency program, and that will help us to run the company forward during the slowdown of the economics in Poland and in the advertising market. Page number 4, just a short description of the market. The total ad spend in 2008 grew by 11%, with internet leading the growth pace 31% and TV being the largest beneficiary, up 480 million zlotys. We have noticed the first signs of economic slowdown already in the third quarter, when recruitment advertising, where Gazeta is having the largest market share at 80%. Dailies were first to suffer and ended the year with a 10% decline year on year at the end of fourth quarter. In fourth quarter, outdoor went down by 2%, radio shrank by 3%, and the magazines lost 5% of their revenues. Internet continued to accelerate in double digits, 17%, while TV growth rate was 9.5%. The most declining advertising categories at the end of the year in fourth quarter was jobs, recruitments, automotive, telecom, financial services, and real estate. That shows why we run the impairment for trader, because the real estate and automotives were already hit in at the end of the year. Going to page number 5, what we see going forward, together with the financial results, we run and trying to project how the market going to look like in 2009. These assumptions are based on 1.5 forecasts of 2009 GDP growth, about which we cannot be sure nowadays. On page 5, you can see our preliminary assumptions for 2009. We assume total ad spend to be lower by 2%. It is now extremely difficult to estimate particular media performance in 2009. Due to the volatile market condition, this estimate represents a significant margin of error. We assume that in 2009, spending on the Internet will increase by mid-teen percent, while TV will grow by several percent. Dailies are likely to see a decline by mid-teen percent. Magazines, radio, and outdoor may decline by several percent each. Having said that, again, we want to underscore that these assumptions represent a high margin of error and may alter once we have more insight going forward and once we'll know what the GDP forecast is realistic and what the exchange rate is realistic. Now moving forward, going to page number 6, just describing to you and going very quickly over the performance of our Gazeta segment that includes Metro and the collections. Gazeta is not resistant to the global trends, particularly since its exposure to job ads is the largest because the market share, as I mentioned before, is 80%. This was reflected in the advertising sales performance, down 0.6% in total 2008, with a significant slump in third and fourth quarter trend deepened. Revenues copy sales were down over 7% due to the lower paid circulation and less effective dual pricing strategy. Total operating expenses was down 4.7%, including 3.5 million zlotys efficiency plan provisions. The drivers were as follows: the lower by over 20% cost of materials coming from the exchange rate and the lower production volume, lower marketing expense due to fewer collections and dual pricing offer, as well as some saving introduced already, because as you remember, we introduced the saving plan in December. Higher by nearly 8% staff costs, reflecting the necessary salary regulation that we have done in the second quarter of 2008. In total, still the operating EBITDA was in a healthy level, at the level of 136.7 million, and was depressed by 3.5 million of provision. Operating EBITDA margin was still high at the level of 16.5%. On next page, the market overview. In 2008, the competitive environment remained unchanged. We still have a newspaper war with gadget, price war, high marketing expenses. Newspapers suffer from the global trend of declining circulation, and Gazeta competitors are protecting the declining trend by introducing so-called other form of distribution. What it really means that mainly there are barters that you can find the free newspaper on train, in planes, at the hotels. And you can see at the end of the year, in December, for example, our competitor distributed almost 53% of its copy sale through the so-called other form of distribution. During the period, Gazeta lost 8.2% of its paid circulation, while Dziennik was down by 18.5%. Rzeczpospolita lost 4.3% of its paid circulation, and Springer tabloid Facts sold 3.8 fewer copies than in 2007. Going to the next page, in 2008, Gazeta was still the mostly widely read quality newspaper, and that's a good news, and occupied the largest chunk of the newspaper advertising pie. As you can see, we managed to maintain 41% of our share in the advertising market. Currently, it has one and a half reader more than 18 titles of Polska and around three times more audience than Dziennik or Rzeczpospolita. As I said before, Gazeta is not resistant to the global trend, but it continued to maintain a healthy distance to the competition in both readership and advertising, and that is the most important factor for us, that we keep the healthy distance between us and our competitors. We have to adjust Gazeta business model, and that's pretty obvious when there is a slowdown in economics and in the advertising market, and this will ensure Gazeta long-term decent market share and profitability. Going to the next page, page number 9, the internet segment, we are very pleased with the results with our internet operation. The total revenues were up almost 68% to over 77 million zlotys, of which display ads account for 48 million and classifieds for 19 million. The growth rate outperformed the market rate by a factor of 2. Total number of real users grew in November to 7.2 million, while time spent on our sites increased by 32%. In January-November 2008, total number of real users grew by almost 14%, which is above the market. Next page, page number 10, what were the drivers? The multi-brand strategy continued to bear fruits. We have 89 online brands, out of which 14 were launched at the end of the year in the fourth quarter. We continue our expansion in thematic services and managed to build a significant position in many areas like sports, social networks, news, information, and lifestyle. We continue to explore our audiovisual opportunities through a number of services. Our multimedia editorial studio serves producing video content to enhance our online offer because we believe that that will be a new revenue stream. We also continue to monetize our reach. Our revenue drivers such as classifieds, including trader brands or lifestyle services, enrich our advertising offer and grow revenue streams. Internet is one of our strategic areas, and we strive to become one of the internet market leaders in Poland. We will be very active in partnership, various cooperation in entering new business areas, and acquisitions should be present appropriate value to the company. Going to the next page, Metro, our free newspaper Metro, continued to rapidly expand the revenues. This translates into increased share in total newspaper advertising pie. Next to continuous expansion of its print supplements and online services, recently Metro came out in a new layout design. First impressions of our readers are promising, and we believe that the new editorial formula will help us leverage Metro advertising potential. As promised, the newspaper reached in 2008 operational goal of EBITDA break-even at the level of 1 million zlotys. Given market circumstances, we have to adjust to develop pace of the to market circumstances and development of Metro. So we will take into account what is happening on the market, especially the advertising market. Going to page number 12, collections. The collection business is still worth an effort. Thought in 2008 revenues and margins were down. This was due to competitions in the market and its saturation. After 4 years of running this business, we have become a multimedia publisher. We offer books, music, CDs, DVDs, and we are experimenting with co-production of the very selective large-screen movies and organizing large cultural events with world-class celebrities. And that's exactly where we want to transform the business. I mean, we believe that we can make money on running a multimedia of being multimedia publisher. But please bear in mind that we don't expect, however, that we'll be able to maintain the historical revenues and profits from this business. Going to page number 13, outdoor. In 2008, AMS retained a leadership position in our in outdoor advertising market with 25% market share. Revenues of the business outperformed the market rate and increased by nearly 11% to 189.7 million zlotys. Operating EBITDA margin was very high at the level of 15%. It dropped slightly due to the investment program that we are running. In 2008, AMS expanded its advertising offer through premium and super premium panels, which command higher ad rates, as well as new distribution channel that we introduced in Warsaw Metro cars, City Info TV, and display frames. As part of our of the program has already been operational, the company booked its first benefits in fourth quarter. Ad sales grew by 15%, while the outdoor market was down by 2%. Although in today's market condition, we need to tailor our goals, we believe that our investment program will allow us to further increase our market share and increase the company's EBITDA margin once the market slowdown is over. At the same time, we will be cutting down our 2009 capex and we will accommodate it to the market conditions. Outdoor remains one of our core business. We want to invest and become an active player in any consolidation opportunities if they become visible in Poland. Going to page number 14, magazines. In 2008, the magazine business was strong and profitable. We are present in the monthly segment. Revenues from advertising continue to grow, while the operating EBITDA margin of the business reached 17.5%. Our key titles remain very popular with readers and advertisers. For example, our Avanti monthly reached 220,000 copies sold on average, and Logo, the shopping magazine for men, reached 92,000 copy sales. As mentioned earlier, print media will suffer the most during the economic slowdown, and this will impact our magazine business as well. And we will again tailor its promotional costs to the market conditions. What we will do as well, we will accelerate our presence online to leverage brands and to protect revenue streams. Going to page number 15, radio business, including TOG FM, the news talk radio that we have, posted 8 million operating EBITDA and grew revenues by as much as 19%. Golden Hits retain audience rating, and our TOG FM station has been winning more and more advertising budgets. We introduced our internet radio, Tuba FM, continue to attract more and more users. Recently, we add a music video channel, Kiss TV, to our 24 music channels. In the long run, we intend to continue our strategy based on strong brands and unique content. Our objective is to develop a new distribution platforms to increase reach of our brands and to grow revenue streams. Going to page number 16, the preview of 2008, nine. What we see positive, it's already, we have our operating efficiency plan in place already that was announced in December. We continue to working on the different scenarios depending what the GDP growth in Poland will be, and we are preparing ourselves for different scenarios. We already have lower marketing expenses. And again, the marketing expenses really depends on how the slowdown going to look like and what our competitors will do. We have lower non-cash costs of share-based payment at 17.7 million zlotys. And what is important, especially during the recession, it's a good performance of all our media because all of them they are enjoying a very healthy market position. And what is negative? Negative is pretty obvious. That's completely unpredictable economic parameters to adverse effect ad market and currency exchange. So going to page number 17, what are our objectives? We will continue to implement operating efficiency improvement plan. As I mentioned, we are working on different scenarios, depends how the GDP growth in Poland going to look like, and how the recession going to look like, and how deep it will be, so to be prepared and ready for different scenarios. We'll continue to develop existing business areas to minimize possible decline of the group profitability due to economic slowdown. And we will continue to execute on strategic objectives, take the advantage of the current equity market condition to win valuable assets if available. Just to remind you that during the previous recession, we managed to, in 2001, acquire our magazine business and our outdoor business as well. We believe that with our cash position and during this recession, we might to win attractive asset for our company that will improve the whole Agora and the value of Agora. So that's the end of our presentation. So I would like to ask you if you have any questions. We will be happy to answer. With me is Grzegorz Kosakowski, who is a member of management board and our chief financial officer. Nina Grabosz, who is our director of the investment relations, and Jasia Barzyńska, who is still serving this position as well, and Ula Strych, who is our press officer.